Damien Jeter, composer for an African American Requiem.
It's going to be performed, presented with the Choral Arts Society of Washington at the Kennedy Center Monday night at 7 p.m. Thanks for joining us. And, you know, I wish it was under better circumstances. I guess just, yeah, let's start there. I mean, you know, we just had that horrific massacre, and let's call it what it is, a racist massacre in Buffalo, New York, in the grocery store. Why don't you just say, you know, how, you know, I assume this was written before that, but now this just makes it even more timely, right?
Oh, yeah. The piece was finished in 2018. I conceived of the piece in 2016 after the death of Philando Castile. But yeah, so this recent massacre that just happened, I mean, this is what the piece is about. This piece is dedicated to victims of racial violence. And, you know, unfortunately, year after year, we keep doing the same thing, telling the same story. And I think the piece is just going to remain relevant for a long time to come.
Take me back to that moment. You know, we all will all remember the name Philando Castile. It really is sad how many different names that we all could just rattle off from memory, and just even from the last few years, let alone American history. But take me back to that moment and when that horrific killing inspired this.
Well, I mean, it was just getting to the point where I was getting fed up with how many people were being killed by the police. And you know, it was sort of an enough is enough type of thing. You know, I talk to my dad about this all the time, and he says, yeah, somebody gets shot, we talk about it, and then we move on until George Floyd is killed. And then people are forced to watch what happens on a regular basis, you know. And I just got to the point where it's like, how many more of these is going to have to happen before we actually do something? And it's been 6 years now almost since that killing, and we still continue to see these things happen. And so it just doesn't makes no sense to me that nothing can be done, it seems.
Well, exactly. And the thing that, you know, the thing that seems so frustrating is, you know, there'll be an unarmed black man that gets murdered, and then a white mass shooter will mow down people, and he gets taken alive every time. There's memes about it, and it's just, the disparity is right there on full display.
Absolutely.
So anyway, it's horrific. So but yeah, so in terms of this actual concert, this was planned to happen at the Kennedy Center, and now we have this whole new, you know, tie in here with the Buffalo thing. I guess let me get your reaction to the Buffalo thing. I hate to be such a downer, but it is what it is. So yeah, take me into, you know, when you heard about that and you knew you already had this concert scheduled, I'm sure it went through your mind of, A, here we go again, B, my piece is more powerful already, here we go.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think anything about myself when I heard it go down. Of course, I thought that it was tragic and terrible, but it was like, here we go again.
Right.
You know, it seems like these massacres just keep happening. And, you know, I did have a moment of, yep, that's what this piece is for. And I did send a message to Scott, and I said, you know, I hope that we can recognize what just happened at the concert with a moment of silence or a moment to reflect before we do the piece, because that's what this piece is all about.
So you will have some, I mean, you have to, there will be some sort of acknowledgement at the Kennedy Center.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. So it's called An African American Requiem. Tell me about, you know, the musicality of it. You know, it infuses different vernacular spiritual styles, you know Latin, just explain, you know, from a musical standpoint of what all we weave in here.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm a product of, just like any composer, I'm a product of all the music that has sort of come across my ears in the last 42 years. And it's the traditional Latin text, so it's a proper Requiem Mass that is inspired by some of the greatest composers who have written Requiem Masses, like Verdi and Britten, Penderecki. So you will definitely hear some of the influence from them, but you'll also hear influence of jazz and spirituals, and maybe a little bit of hip-hop and R&B if your ears are geared towards that. And so, yeah, I think those are some of the influence that you hear. I mean, I've been getting messages about this piece for a long time, well, for the last few weeks anyway, since it premiered. And a lot of my black colleagues are like, oh yeah, this is unapologetically black. So I think that's what you'll hear. And don't ask me to define what black music is, because I don't know if I can. I just know it when I hear it.
Right, right. And we're also going to, I also read there's going to be literally the words "I can't breathe" will be woven in as well.
Yep, that's one of the movements. That movement is, I believe, the sixth movement, and it's just for percussion, ensemble, and tenor. And I use all percussion because the use of wind, I didn't want to use any wind instruments to represent the breath. So the lack of breath can be depicted through the percussion ensemble.
Gotcha. And there's 20, there's 20 movements total, right?
Yep, 20 movements. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha, gotcha. And speak how it was important to you that it's not, I mean, you and I have talked about, Philando Castillo and the Buffalo shooting, and you know, there's George Floyd, Eric Garner, Trayvon Martin, Breonna Taylor. There's so many that we could tragically name. But mention how it's also important that this goes, this isn't just for 21st century, you know, police shootings. It's also, it goes back to, you know, it could be Emmett Till, it could be it's lynchings, hangings. It's like for throughout the whole American history, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it is dedicated to the victims of racial violence. So from the first act of racial violence up until today, and that could be before 1619, but it spans the history of at least the conception of this country by the British.
Gotcha. And so and what will we see if we, you know, like visually on stage, is because I know it's the Choral Arts Society of Washington, and I think it's also going to be let me see, the Resonance Ensemble. There's going to be New Works Chorus and Philharmonic Orchestra. So there's a bunch of different groups up there. But do you, like, how many people are we talking on stage? I mean, that's probably a massive thing.
I don't know. I didn't count. At least 160. I'm not sure how many in the choir, but I think it's like an 80-piece orchestra. There's probably like 100 people in the choir, I would assume. Yeah, and four soloists.
Are there going to be any visuals on like a screen or anything, or is it mostly just the music?
Nope, it's just the music. It's a concert.
Okay, gotcha. And then I guess before we run, tell me a little bit more about, you know, where you grew up, because we're here in the nation's capital, the Kennedy Center, and our radio station, DC. But you grew up just a few hours south in Virginia, right?
Yep, I was born in Petersburg, Virginia. I grew up in Chesterfield County, Virginia, which is the county just south of Richmond. I'm actually in Richmond right now singing a concert this weekend. But yeah, I was born and raised in Virginia. I lived here for, I guess I can still say, most of my life. I'm getting to the point where that's not going to be true anymore. But yeah, I grew up here and spent my childhood here.
And so you can legit talk about life and, you know, life in the American South, and, you know, the big Lee statue over and trying to pull down in Richmond. I mean, you've grown up around just seeing it and living it.
Oh, absolutely. Confederate flags were a part of my daily visual. And
street names, school names, all kinds of Confederate names.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, when you're a kid, and even when you grow up, you just sort of come accustomed to it, and it's like, yeah, that's how it is. But now I'm glad to see that people are not taking this anymore. I can't wait for them to change Route 1 from Jeff Davis Highway to something else.
I was about to say that. It was like you're saying, you just grow up and you take for granted. You're like, oh, yeah, you just take Jefferson Davis Highway. And then only until recently, we were like, well, you stop and you go, wait a minute. What the hell? What are we honoring here?
Yeah, exactly.
So, and I guess let's try to leave on a hopeful note. Do you hope that, you know, pieces like yours, or I guess more broadly, that, you know, this giant, I'd like to think the optimist in me would like to think that there's a giant, you know, reckoning, awakening going since 2020 with the Black Lives Matter movement and after the George Floyd thing. Do you think that society's waking up, or is there still that, you know, that realistic cynic in us that says, you know, this is going to, pieces like this are probably always going to be needed, sadly?
I mean, I think that is true. I do feel like, you know, after George Floyd was murdered, I did feel like there was a change, and I see it in my industry, and I talk to my friends who are in different industries, and they talk about some of the changes that they've seen. So I remain hopeful. However, things keep happening where we keep taking steps back. For example, the Buffalo shooting, for example, the discussion that we're having now about Roe versus Wade. So I will always remain hopeful, because that's how we keep going. But there are moments where I'm just like, what is going on? Why are we going backwards, right, like this?
And yeah. It's like, you work so hard to take one step forward and then you take three back and you're like, well, wait a minute, did our progress matter? And it does matter. It matters, but it's like fighting an uphill battle sometimes, man.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for doing your part, Damien. Again, it's called An African American Requiem. It's going to be presented at the Kennedy Center at 7 p.m. Monday night with the Choral Arts Society of Washington. Damien Jeter, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.